We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The one thing that can be a game changer in the NBA playoffs is a significant injury. I remember that happened in Chicago. They were a one seed that year. Derrick Rose got hurt.
Giannis is hurt, right?
Giannis is hurt. Now, the severity of it, we don't know. He had an ankle injury earlier this year, missed a little bit of time. Yesterday, he had an ankle injury. It didn't look good. He didn't go back in the game. He sat on the bench. Budenholzer said he thought about putting him back in the game and then realized that's probably not a good idea. And Giannis said after the game he feels okay, but he was walking with a limp. Who knows? The good news for Milwaukee is that they are one win away, and their next game is against Atlanta. They're one win away from clinching the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. And they are way ahead of Golden State for the number one seed overall. And by number one seed overall, I mean home court advantage throughout.
Right.
They have four fewer losses than the Golden State Warriors. So they're in a really good spot. They've won four in a row. They're going to be the number one seed. They're going to have home court throughout. They can take it easy with Giannis Antetokounmpo. I am hoping they take it easy with Giannis because the Bucks play the Nets not once, but twice.
The Nets have got to make the playoffs here, bro.
No kidding. Thanks. But they do now.
I mean, and I can't believe how close it's gotten now. Well, Orlando doesn't lose anymore.
Well, they lost last night, but overall they haven't, and that's been the difference. So when they began this West Coast trip.
What, they got a one-game lead on them?
Right now, over Orlando, it's technically a game and a game, but it's one. But they have the tiebreak over them, so it's more than a game. It's a game and a half, technically.
Right.
But when they went on this West Coast trip, I said to you, "Get me two wins, I'd be happy."
Yeah, which they did.
They finished. They are at 500. So they come home, six games, four of six at home, at 500 against all good teams.
Right.
But what changed things was Orlando and Charlotte. Orlando and Charlotte have played well. The Hornets have won four in a row, including a couple of games they had no business winning, including the buzzer beater against the Toronto Raptors on the road. The Magic had a long winning streak snapped by Detroit last night. They're now only two games under. I thought for a time, Joe, that 37 wins would get them the eighth seed.
Well, obviously not.
Well, not anymore.
Right.
At the time, it looked real. Because right now, Orlando's already at 37 wins.
And the Nets are at 38.
And they're at 38. So they're still in a good spot because of the home games and because of the tiebreak situation. But, no, nothing's a lock anymore. They've got six games to go. They're 38-38. The Pistons are 38-37. The Heat are 37-38. The Magic are 37-39.
Wow.
And the Hornets are 35-39 if you want to think they're around. Though the problem is they have a big road trip coming up that takes them to L.A., Golden State, Utah, New Orleans.
Wow.
So it's going to be tight.
Yeah. Well, how many of these games are home for them?
For who?
For the Nets.
Four of six. Home
at
against
home.
Boston.
So they play in Milwaukee, and what's the other road game? Miami?
Indiana's
the other road game.
They end the season at home against Miami, which could be essentially be a playoff
game.
Depending on the way things work out.
They got to win. You know what? I agree. They got to win probably four to be a lock, three to get in.
Yeah. Now, keep in mind, this is the Magic schedule, all right? It's a very mixed bag. At Indiana, tough game.
Right.
At Toronto, tough game, but who knows if Kawhi even plays. And then listen to these games. Home against the Knicks. Pathetic.
Who's playing them?
I'm talking about Orlando.
Oh, that's old.
Home against Atlanta.
Wow.
And then they end the season at Boston and at Charlotte.
They could lose to Atlanta. There's no way to lose to the Knicks. Will not win another game.
No, that's a game that the Magic are definitely winning.
Yes.
But they are playing four of six on the road.
Right.
Miami is playing five of seven on the road. So we'll see. And the Pistons have four of seven at home, but a couple of tough games. They play Portland. They have a home-and-home with Indiana. They play Oklahoma City. The problem is the Pistons end their season against the Knicks. In fact, are playing three of these teams.
Everybody
in
but
races.
Your team.
That's correct. And the Hornets. They're not playing the Hornets.
Right. 14-68 for the Knicks this year. Right? That's
going to
be a record because they're not going to win another game. 14-68.
But they're getting Durant.
Yeah, we'll see.
Everybody's saying it, man. I'm not making it up.
Who do you have a better chance of getting in your mind? Seriously.
Yes.
Zion or Durant?
It sounds like Durant. Right now you've got, and I'm not saying that everyone's always 100% with this.
You think they got more than more than a 14% chance to get Durant?
Yes.
What do you put getting Durant at?
It sounds like.
I forget what it said.
Well, then you want me to answer it based on?
Because you know, you live in the real world like me.
Yeah, but I don't.
So when everybody's jumping on this bandwagon that Kevin Durant's going to, it's a lock to be in.
Where do you think it's coming from?
You think it's coming from him?
I think it's coming from somewhere. Look, Stephon Bondy. Yeah, I think it's coming from his agent, who's a Knicks fan, Kleinman. I think it's coming from all of them. The people at the Garden think they're getting Kevin Durant. Let's start there. They believe they're getting Kevin Durant.
I hope you're right.
How
can I sit here confident that's happening?
I'm not saying you should be confident. I'm just merely saying that everybody's saying it.
What do you put, guys? So give me the percentage on Durant coming to me.
80%.
You really think it's that much?
When everybody.
80%.
Joe, everybody is 80%. Saying executives believe it's happening. Agents believe it's happening. So unless I'm just saying, they're the Knicks, it's not going to happen. Every sign points to it.
Wow. 80%.
I'm not making it up.
So for you know Watson giggles, let's say you're right, Durant's signing him.
Right.
Who's the other guy?
All right, may not be another guy. I don't know how much he cares about winning. No offense, if he's coming to the Knicks, I don't think he cares that much.
But the Knicks are going to sign another guy. Who do you think the other guy would be?
They'd have to convince another guy to come. I don't know if Kyrie Irving is leaving Boston. I assume it would be Kyrie, but I don't know that for sure. Look, LeBron went to L.A. by himself.
No, I understand that, but LeBron didn't go really to – as I've come to realize now, LeBron went to L.A., but not to play basketball.
Do you think Kevin Durant is coming here, Joe?
You think
he's coming to play
thing?
Basketball? Again, I say this with peace and love. Would he sign with the Knicks? The Knicks are a joke.
So why would he sign
with the Knicks? You think it's to play basketball?
I hope so.
I'm not what you're hoping for. Do you think that Kevin Durant is signing
here to win?
First of all,
I still don't buy that he's coming here.
Okay.
That's me, because I'm as skeptical as you could be, Knicks fan, and with good reason.
If he signed here, and you should be excited, you don't think he's here for every reason but basketball? The Lakers had a lot more talent than the Knicks saying LeBron went there for everything but basketball. I know there's a bias around here because we're desperate for anything. Knicks fans are like, they're in the desert and they're thirsty.
So if they signed Durant, all right?
Yes.
Durant comes here, all right?
What's the team?
No, I mean, they got to make the play. It would be a disaster if this guy comes here and he turns out to start mailing it in like LeBron.
LeBron's a little bit older. Durant will be 31.
And he doesn't have the mileage on him that LeBron has.
He's got a lot of
mileage.
LeBron's
got serious mileage on him.
No, he's got more mileage than Durant.
Not even close.
Certainly. Durant has more of an injury history because he has a foot issue.
Right.
But I can't project what they're going to be. I know the rest of the roster, but if the Knicks signed Durant, you should be ecstatic.
I will
But I'll be nervous. No, you should be nervous because why else is he coming here?
I'll be nervous.
He's not coming here to play basketball.
So he's not coming here to to resurrect the dormant for 50 years franchise.
I understand why, but that's what Knicks fans will tell themselves because they'll be excited, and I get that. But you know the reality is you sit here before it happens. If you're going to say LeBron went to L.A. and had nothing to do with basketball, it's sort of hypocritical
I didn't think that until now. See, when he went to L.A. originally, I didn't think that.
Okay, but you think it now?
No, yeah. Okay. I think he's been mailing it in.
So why?
I really do, and he's more worried about whatever TV show he's got going than he is about the basketball.
Well, Durant's launching stuff all the time now. He is. It's
no,
a reality.
I understand.
I know. Oh, I'm just a bitter Net fan. First of all, I'm not bitter. No, but that'll be
you
the perception.
Tell it like
I'm telling it like
you're
it is.
You're not going to be bitter to me. I mean, you may be bitter to like John Bogan. Yeah, I can understand.
Hey,
that.
I'm going to tell you something.
Somebody other Knicks fans who those kind of guys. Yeah.
If Durant signed with the Nets, I'd be ecstatic. I think I'd have
a chance to win.
I'd be very skeptical about his motivation.
I'm nervous too. Nervous.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Knicks now.
I'm always nervous when it comes to the Knicks.
Other than the fantasy that one could tell themselves that he wants to be the guy
to
turn the Garden around. Other than that fantasy, which, trust me, Kevin Durant doesn't give a damn about, why else would he come here? He wants New York City. He wants that vehicle, just like LeBron went to L.A. And that's okay, by the way, no matter how you get
him. It's okay if he comes here and he's motivated to at least give me, a few years of top-flight basketball.
Look, I think he's going to go on the court and try. I don't think he's not going to try.
So then, would you say this? Because I think about this at times. I don't know why. Because I'm a Knicks fan and I'm an idiot. So as you know.
Yes.
I almost at times think that they'd be better off getting Zion than Durant. What do you think about that? Well, is that crazy to say?
Here's why it's not crazy. Because Kevin Durant, upon signing here or anywhere else, will be 31 years old.
Right.
So you have to ask yourself something, a realistic question.
Right.
How many max years do you have of Kevin Durant?
Right.
It's a good question.
No,
right?
I don't know.
You want to say it's three?
Well, you would hope at least that.
Well, what do you think he's going to be, an elite player until he's 37?
Well, I'm saying I would hope it's at least, give me, you know, until he's
so
34.
31,
give me
32,
that.
30. Okay, 3 years. Is that what you said? Three,
yeah.
4 years? All right. It's not a big window. Now, I don't think Zion Williamson will have a career as dominant as Kevin Durant, and that's not a knock on Zion Williamson.
Know that.
No, I'm projecting. I'm just giving you my opinion.
We don't know that.
We'll see. He could be better.
Right.
I don't know.
Could be better, right.
But I've got a guy potentially for the next 15 years.
I actually think.
So, yeah, I prefer a young guy.
Yeah, I think I'd rather have Williamson. I think I would rather win the lottery and get Zion Williamson than sign Durant. How's that?
I don't think you're crazy. I agree with you.
And he would be a homegrown Nick.
Yes.
He'd be our guy.
You wouldn't put the pressure on him that you put Durant.
No,
you put pressure
would not
on him.
No. I mean,
eventually.
It would have been, but not year one.
No.
Not year one. Although I think that there would be a big improvement with this kid from what I see in, you know, who knows, but what I see in college.
Sure, sure.
You know, I mean, he looks like he's ahead of his time. You know, I mean, you know, you wish he would play, you know, 4 years and he's coming out as a senior. That's a different story, but that's not the way it is. I would rather have Williamson than Durant.
No, because I think you're looking big picture and long term. I mean, Kevin Durant is 31 years old.
Right.
So it's
right.
a 3 year window. Maybe it's four. I mean, who knows? He could still be an elite player into his mid 30s, I guess. It's possible. With a guy you draft like Zion Williamson, you're talking about a decade.
Yeah.
And that's very, very exciting. It's exciting to have a young team so that not only are you trying to win now, but you look at the future and say, oh my God, the sky is the limit. So I do agree with you, and I honestly, I think a lot of Knicks fans would agree with that statement.
I think so?
Durant is sizzle, and he's exciting, and it legitimizes you because it's like, wow, look, Kevin Durant came here for whatever reason. He came here, right? And at the end of the day—
I got to ask some Knicks fans that.
I think they'd say Zion.
Where's Bogan? Tell Bogan to come over here before I leave. I want to ask him.
I think he'd say Zion Williamson.
All right. Ernie, go find Bogan. Tell him to do some work and come here.
In fact, Joe, I'll tell you this.
What?
I bet you'd be overwhelming.
You think so?
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah, because I think that the Knicks fan, most Knicks fans are dreaming not about 1 year. They're dreaming about being good for a while. They've dealt with such horribleness.
Well, we're due.
You are. No, I get it. I can tell you personally that's how I would feel.
Yeah, no, I definitely want Williamson more. That's why I'm throwing it out there. I mean, if I had my druthers, I'd rather win the lottery than sign Durant.
But you could get both.
You could.
Though I'll tell you this, and I think this will cause you a headache. It's possible. People think
I know
I'm
what
nuts
you're
to say.
Say
that
I...
they would trade Zion Williamson.
Oh.
Because here's my
example. I'd be mad.
I know
upset.
You would, but here's my example.
I'd be very ticked off.
Kevin Durant is 31 years old.
Think he wants
to play with a teenager? I don't care how good Zion is.
That would be stupid.
LeBron got it.
Then you know what? And if that's the case, then don't come here. That's what I would say. Because because Zion's going to be here before Durant's going to be here. So then, you know what? Then don't come. If you don't want to play with this guy, then don't come here.
You could put your foot down and say, no, we drafted him to keep him, and you're going to help develop him.
I would be very ticked off.
Look, we saw it with Cleveland. I'm not saying Wiggins was as big of a prospect,
but what did they do?
They flipped him for Kevin Love.
They did, but this guy is just so hyped.
Wiggins was hyped. Now, he wasn't as hyped
as this guy.
I'm not saying he was, but there were big comparisons for Andrew Wiggins. Huge comparisons for him coming out of college. We forget that sometimes.
But he wasn't in the league. You know, like Rothstein talks, he brings up Anthony Davis. Who's the other guy, first one-and-done guy that he brings up? There's another guy he brings up, too. Yeah, but he brings up Davis, like, you know, and, you know. He thinks Zion's going to be better. Didn't he say that?
That's him. No, I get that. There's a lot of hype. There's more hype on Zion Williamson than Andrew Wiggins. I'm just saying, much more than Anthony Davis. There was a ton of hype on Wiggins, too. It's not as if he was coming into the... I heard people compare him to LeBron James.
Off.
I remember that.
If the
that.
Knicks won the lottery and traded Zion Williamson, I would be delirious.
I understand that. What if it's for Anthony Davis, though?
I'd still be ticked off.
I
want Zion Williams. I want to see what the kid is. If he's our kid, I want to see. What if he becomes the next greatest player ever?
No, I get you. You said that you felt that way about Porzingis, rightfully so, where you said, I want to see this guy develop.
Right,
I don't
want to
just trade him right away.
Right.
Now, eventually you traded him, but it wasn't the same scenario.
Yeah, it was a difference. Plus, there was a lot of extenuating circumstances.
Bogan's here. Ask him. Big Knick fan.
Bogue, would you rather sign Durant or draft Zion? You can only do one or the other. What is it?
I would take Zion.
Okay.
I'm telling
you. Right.
It'd be a blowout.
All right.
It'd be a blowout.
Right, you agree with that. And you would be delirious if they traded Zion, right? When you get to... If they
signed, I don't want him going.
Right, even if Durant's
in any situation.
Thank you. Okay. That's what I wanted to hear, Bob.
See?
There you go.
I'm telling you. I think Knicks fans would...
We got to find out. If any Knicks fans And we got some calls on here, but this is something we got
to
throw out
there.
You
want me to do one of those things where I set up a poll on Twitter and see what people say? Some other time?
Yeah, we'll do it Monday when we come in.
All right.
So I got time as the show goes on to get a read on it.
Fair enough.
All right?
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.